The Christchurch Regeneration Minister says it could take 18 months to decide who's liable for the repairs for 660 homeowners caught in legal limbo. They've bought homes where they thought all the earthquake damage had been repaired, but now find more problems have emerged. Megan Woods spoke to us earlier saying it's not clear who's liable for these repairs, and it could take as long as 18 months to solve that basic liability issue in itself. Now, EQC's chief executive, Sid Miller, has already apologised. He is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
First up, can you confirm when it was the EQC became aware of this problem? Was it back in 2016?
Oh, I'm sorry, I've only been here a year. I couldn't actually give you a date as to when it first sort of came to light, sorry.
Okay, have you known about it all of the time that you have been the chief executive?
Yeah, it's an issue we've been looking at the time I've been here, yes.
So it's been a problem for at least a year?
Yes, it has, yes.
Okay, at least a year. Megan Woods told us, though, that there was no work plan in place. There was no work ongoing at EQC about it. Why is that?
Well, we've been looking at the issue in terms of really trying to understand the problem, understand how EQC ensures that we help those customers from a point of view of where they've got repairs that need rework on or it's unscoped damage. In terms of how do we then deal with somebody who has got to an overcap position and then they're then sort of caught, if you like, in terms of their private insurers not covering, then you know, that's the work that we've only started in the last few months.
So that's just started in the last few months. So at best case scenario, there have been a few months where this was known about and nothing was being done about it in EQC.
Oh, there's legal work that's been going on as well. I mean,
why does the minister think there's no work going on then?
Well, all I can comment on what I know in terms of the legal work that's going on. I think what the minister may well be referring to in terms of is the work that I know she's put in place, and we're working with her around Treasury to try and identify what this cost could be over and above the EQC cap. And also what options she has available to deal with that,
okay,
which includes the legal piece.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because who is liable?
Well, this is why we need the declaratory judgment. I mean, EQC today can only pay up to the cap. That's the law. And so the declaratory judgment is the piece of work that we're looking to try and clarify.
Sure, and that's going to take up to 18 months, I understand. But I'm slightly staggered, I have to say, that after, you're saying, several months of work on this, including legal work, you have no sense of whether EQC is liable or not.
Well, that's the, you know, the legal work is all about trying to understand that position, and that's where we're working with the minister in terms of looking to go to get the declaratory judgment or test cases to try and find an answer to that.
How much could all of this cost, though?
Well, I don't think anybody knows. You know, we've got 664 properties today that could be impacted. I mean, some of those will get settlements with their insurers because all the policies are different. In terms of, you know, where does that go, we are seeing a reduction from the sort of 2016 when it was around about 10,000 remedials were open to down to we're into a few hundred so far this year. So we are seeing a downturn in that. But what I can't say is, you know, how many more there will be.
So you're not confident that 660 is the total scope of this? It could be higher.
We could get more. As I say, the numbers are coming down, and we're into a few hundred. And of those, you know, within the few hundred, they have to be in an overcap position. And to, you know, we tend to sort of see about sort of 10%, something like that, that can go overcap. So, but could there be more? Yes, there could be more.
There could be more, and I guess considering the way that this is being framed, in that yesterday, last night on News Hub, some people may have seen that if this could all cost $1 billion, you can't rule this out. How do you square those two things? That's a huge amount of money for potentially 660 homes.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the work we're doing with the Treasury. And I think, you know, if you take 660 and you take the way the numbers are dropping, you know, I think we need to do the very detailed work on that and not get into speculating necessarily about a billion. You know, what I think it's important we do the detailed work to truly understand what that figure is. And I don't know that figure today. But what we do know is, you know, we have evidence available to us to try and do a very good actuarial valuation on what that might be. And that's what we're working with Treasury with.
It is a complex situation. You've been heading up EQC for about a year, you were saying. But is it acceptable that at this stage, when there has been, you say, work done on this, you have no idea, you can give us no inclination of how much this is all going to cost? It seems like a stuff-up.
Look, I think there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. I think we need to understand the legal position. I think these things, you know, do not happen quickly. So we'll continue to focus on doing that work.
What about people in Christchurch? Do you think what do you think they feel when they hear you talking about this? Do you think they feel assured? Do you think they feel in safe hands?
Oh, look, I think they're in a very, very difficult position, caught between us and the private insurers and not being able to move on. And, you know, when I met the people last week, you know, all I could say to them was, you know, I really feel for them and apologise for the situation they find themselves in. But we are working on this and we are looking at various different ways and working with the minister in the ways we may be able to address it.
You know, these earthquakes happened back 2010, 2011. We're now in 2018. How long do people have to wait?
Well, in terms of dealing, you know, we're dealing with the on-sold position here, and I think you've already covered the sort of the figures that, in terms of the timescales it'll take to address some of these issues. I think in terms of, you know, the other claims that we're dealing with around 2,600, we're just maintaining our focus on dealing with those that are all re-repairs and getting on and addressing those as quickly as possible. We settled over 15,000 last year to get down to this position. And, you know, we remain focused on addressing those claims and also being there for where people discover new damage or discover a repair that's not met standards or has failed. And we'll continue to be there for those people to address those problems.
I'm sure you're aware that at least one person in Christchurch is on hunger strike over a situation with their insurance company and their home. That, I guess, is an indication that people are really pushed right to the limit on this. They're pushed right to the edge. What assurance can you give people today, for example, the 660 people, households, that are stuck in this limbo? What assurance can you give them that you are going to get this sorted out, you're going to get it sorted out as quickly as you can, and you're going to get it sorted out so that people can get on with their lives and move on?
What I can say is the same as I was saying before. We're working with the Treasury and the Minister to support them in terms of trying to seek a solution for these people, which involves, you know, looking at the EQC Act and in terms of what EQC can actually pay today and how we can resolve that for these people.
Look, thank you very much. Appreciate your time coming on Morning Report. Sid Miller there, the Chief Executive of EQC. Do get in touch with us on this issue or indeed any of the other ones we're running this morning. 2101 is the number to get us on text message on morningreport@radionz.co.nz. Also, we're available on Twitter @NZMorningReport.